and welcome to 2012. Da-da-da-da-da-da. It is the Postercast. Yeah. We're back at it here in 2012. Took a couple months off for the holidays.
We told you we'd be back, y'all. 2012.
I call it 2012.
2012.
I should have muted that before I just. Yeah. Anyway, hey, welcome back, Postercast here. I'm Jared. With me, as always,
is Garth.
Is Garth. Hello, say hello, Garth.
And the guy from PC Pro Schools. What's his name? Timmy? Jimmy? Taryn?
Say hello, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
And John.
The three J's.
Yep. We dropped our non-J person.
Yeah.
Nathan, who decided to move, as we talked about in our last episode, way back in 2011.
Remember 2011?
Yeah, that was so long ago.
Totally.
So we're back together in a new year. We are rehearsing again because, surprise of all surprises, we're playing Mars Gun again. Okay.
Can you believe it? Mars Gun!
It's unbelievable!
It's Pizza Boomerang.
Pizza Boomerang. Oh, my God. Google Pizza Boomerang, and you're in for a treat. Well,
yes.
Not Google. Just go to YouTube, type in Pizza Boomerang, and watch the first video that comes up. Can't guarantee it's the one we're talking about, but you probably got a good shot at it. Anyway, so we're starting up rehearsals again for MarsCon, and we have our challenge. Our challenge is
restructuring the sound.
Since we don't have an active bass player anymore since he's in Michigan.
John will sing the bass part.
So we're trying to figure out how that works. So currently we're trying. We've got an octave pedal plugged in my signal path. Since I largely play the rhythm guitars, we're giving that a go. And so far, I think it's showing promise.
It's quite sexy. I like the sound.
Quite sexy. Mm.
I hate when things get in my signal path.
Right on. Huh? So we're just getting into it now, and we're trying to figure out what we want to play for MarsCon. So if there is anything that you haven't heard us play in a while, we're maybe digging a little bit more into the catalog, songs we haven't ever played as a full band or haven't played in a long time.
We're going way back.
So if there's something you have never heard us play live that
something
you would like us to play. Give us a shout out. PossibleOscar@gmail.com, Twitter, Facebook, whatever.
Even a non-PO song, like a request of something else, you know, we'll consider it and not play it. But, you know, still, it's...
But now, I guess what we're saying is now is the time for decisive action.
Yeah.
While there's still time.
Now is the time while we're you know, putting this stuff together. Because if you ask for it a couple weeks beforehand, we probably won't be able to get it in there. Because these things, as a live band, it takes rehearsal, many, many hours of dedicated work, right?
Well, we are talented, Jared.
That's true.
In our own minds.
I'm just thinking we're not gonna pull a Peter Gabriel tune out of our ass. Just say.
In your eyes.
So that is the word on rehearsals and MarsCon. Oh, I should mention if you go to MarsConDementia.com, that has the full lineup of artists as well as the fundraiser CD set that you can purchase. I think it's a three disc volume this year.
Holy
three disc volume!
Shnikes.
I believe $20 will get you all three in a download fashion. $30 will get you download plus physical CDs once those are ready.
How many hours is that, Jared?
I believe that is 182 hours of program material.
Whoa! Excellent.
I have no idea. it features a bunch of live tracks from the artists who were there last year, including us.
Oh, sweet!
So there are songs from us on there. I forget which ones.
Wait, there was one song in that I didn't understand what the song was.
Which
I
saw, by us?
It was a possible Oscar song, but I didn't recognize the name.
Was it like the internet melody or medley or something?
Was it? I don't know.
That was the only one I can think
rainbow.
Of. Like, oh, right.
Maybe that's what it was.
Right.
Okay.
We did the double rainbow.
And then the back intruder.
And the back it up.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Good
now
times.
It all makes sense.
Good times.
I think Luke do the songs, or is he the one that...
Yeah, he puts it together. Luke Ski puts the whole thing together.
We didn't even have a name for that medley, and so he gave it a name, and I looked at it, I'm like, what is that? I don't remember playing that.
We just called it Internet Medley or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
The purpose of this fundraiser set is to help subsidize the travel and lodging costs of artists who are coming in from out of town. So if you want to support those people coming in from out of town and you want a collection of rare and I won't say exclusive, but definitely not easy to find live tracks from last year's shows, go to MarsConDementia.com and buy it up. All right, on to other business.
Yes.
Well, what did you guys do over the holidays? Jeff, we'll start with you.
Well, I did some Christmasing.
Some
New Year's-ing.
I got a feeling you're not in the minority in this regard.
Well, no.
So I understand you probably spent some time with my family, which I did not, and I'll get into that a little later.
I
didn't.
You did not, but no, we Christmased.
So what did I miss?
We Christmased at my place, our fancy new fixed up home.
That's right. So I guess miffed isn't the right word, but I was a little bit of an ah shucks, because my mother and my brother. They don't live, I mean, it's not like they live in another state or anything, but they're, you know, it's at least a 25-minute drive to get to their houses. Now that my sister and Jeff,
that's me.
That is Jeff, moved into Richfield where I live, and they were hosting this year, which meant that it was going to be 5 minutes from my house. And of course, I am not there because I'm elsewhere.
But
anyway,
we were able to enjoy the short trip on New Year's.
That's true.
When we came here, yes.
We had a party here, and John was here as well.
I saw John was there, and the Tin Man.
Yes, and you were there, and Toto, and...
We danced and sang and
made love. The Ringgold family Christmas tradition is to do the Christmas Eve, and everyone brings hors d'oeuvres, or, party food, I guess. Can you tell me what was on the menu this year, since I missed it?
You know what? I can't.
Oh.
No, I can't. We made, I put together some rumaki.
Rumaki. Yeah, what is a rumaki?
It's fucking tasty for
you
one
guys
thing.
Did rumaki before.
We did. Yeah,
I still don't know what it is.
It's the old water chestnuts wrapped in bacon.
Oh, right. I don't like water chestnuts.
Secret sauce.
So fuck your rumaki. I don't know.
That's all it is? Water chestnuts?
Water chestnuts wrapped in bacon.
I'll take the bacon.
With some tasty sauce rubbed all over it.
I should maybe. To me, water chestnuts are just like a crunchy root vegetable that has no flavor.
It's the texture. It soaks up the flavor of the bacon.
All right. Maybe I'll give it a try next time. I'll give one a try.
You should.
I'll give one a try.
Tear down.
What else happened? What else was on the menu? What else is there? I know my brother likes to do some fancy stuff, like some wings or.
He did bring some wings.
Scallops or something.
No scallops. Wings.
No scallops.
And he made his fancy salsa.
Oh, right. He does the super pureed salsa, which I love because I'm not a big chunky vegetable
fan.
But I like it right now.
It is quite good.
It's good. I got to get that recipe because I want to make some and I'm going to eat it all.
Yeah.
In front of people.
Your mother brought some cookies, which I devoured.
Put my face in it.
Mm.
And what are you gonna do? Might dip my balls in it.
Kerplunk.
Hey, guess what?
Little reference to the steak.
I already did.
Flavor.
Yeah.
All right. Enough about my family Christmas. Yeah. I'm already bored.
What did you do, Jared?
I'm going to get to John first.
What did you do, John?
John, what did you do?
Oh, I don't know. I celebrate the holiday. Celebrate.
Is that Richie?
You know, I did the little short family thing. Nothing big.
Do you have traditions? Like, do you do certain family, one side of the family one night, another the other day, or... Do you mix it up every year?
I got my mom's side, my dad's side, and the wife's side.
And then there's a robo-dad side.
Yes.
Robo-dad.
Ooh. Medibot. No, it's that standard, Christmas. Although it was nice because Christmas was on Sunday, so we did Friday night, did something, and then Saturday night.
Yeah.
I think we stayed home Saturday night, but my mom stopped over.
Okay, sure. She's local.
But it's like...
Sort of.
All we do now is just kind of give presents, to the boy, because that's the best part.
Yeah.
It's like I got, like I said, I got gift certificates to Home Depot. That's it. All
right.
That's all I got.
John's going to build a gazebo.
Yes. A nude gazebo. Nude zebo.
Let me help you.
A nude zebo. Nice. And for New Year's Eve, obviously, you were over here with everyone else.
Yeah.
Everyone else.
And it was that was very strange because it was very low key.
It was. We did what we've done a lot in the past is had a rock band party on New Year's Eve. And typically we do that in the basement here because we've got a little, corner of the room that is kind of set up. I got a drum riser for the drums, so it feels very rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
This year we were up against a timetable and as the gentlemen who are in this basement with me can attest, there's some stuff down here. And this stuff has come from my girlfriend's house because they're selling their house and moving to a condo in my girlfriend's parents' house. I left that up. So she's got, collected stuff from the time that she spent there that is now being forced to be in her possession, and that means it comes here. So
yes.
It's been a long-going project to make space for it all. I've been getting rid of a lot of crap that I've held on for... too long. I don't know.
I see some books over here.
There's some books. There's a few choice nuggets that are left, but I've gotten rid of
some nuggets.
So anyway, long story short, there's still some organization to be done down here, and we didn't really have the time to get both the basement and the upstairs party ready. And from the Facebook guest list and RSVPs, it was going to be a smallish crowd anyway. So we made the made the decision to just do the rock band upstairs in the living room. So kept it all contained, and everyone got to, you know, a lot of sitting down in rock banding, which is common in other places, other people's houses, but isn't so common here because, like I said, we have the rock band space, and it's more conducive to a standing position. So it was different.
But there was a comfortable couch to sit upon.
There was
and a beanbag.
Straddling the beanbag. Straddled the beanbag, you know, looked like you have a giant scrotum. And
in
then
my nude Zeebo.
Later on, we put away the rock band and put Shane set up the Kinect.
Which a big surprise occurred, strangely
we
after.
We were playing...
an anomaly in the system.
Whatever that... What is the dance game called? I forget. Dance something for Kinect. Dance to Dance Master. I think it's, what, Break Into Electric Blue.
It's Dance Zeebo.
Dance Zeebo. Exactly. Anyway, we set this up, and we're kind of doing, you know, one-on-one dance battles. And surprise of all surprises, Earl, friend of the band... decides to school everyone. Nobody saw this coming. Somehow, I think I say it's his compact frame. I think it allows him to streamline his movements, and he's more easily captured by the viewport of the Kinect. So, sorry if I said the same exact thing on the scope earlier, but too bad.
Oh, yeah, he slaughtered
us.
Points
to you for listening to both podcasts. Ding. So there you go.
Wow.
The reason I had less time to get ready for the party and the reason I skipped my own family Christmas is because I was not in this state.
What?
Where the hell were you?
I was in Florida.
Ah.
It is on Angie's side of the family tradition for them to go to Florida for the holidays. They have a vacation home down there.
That's a tradition.
And so we have not been able to make it the last few years. For financial reasons, whatever. This year, we were able to make it happen. And so we spent, seven nights, 8 days in beautiful Orlando, Florida.
I must say you have a golden tan.
Actually, we were about an hour inside.
You look like a basted turkey.
And about an hour outside of Orlando. I didn't get much sun, actually. Mm. I put the sunscreen on.
Never mind.
I'm not a big, I don't want skin cancer. Nah. Anyway, so we're about an hour outside of Orlando proper, but we were still able to get out and do stuff. Made it to Disney World for my first time ever. Mm-hmm. That was exciting.
Yes.
Disney World and Epcot. We did two in one day. Stayed there all the way through the fireworks at Epcot, which is pretty sweet. And I finally made it to an ocean beach and got to wade my feet into the ocean.
Was it the topless or bottomless side?
Is this your first ocean?
This is my sweet secret. Mm. This is my first ocean. I've never been to a coast before. Mm.
Nice.
My first ocean was Billy Ocean.
Wow. This is why we keep him around. So this was the Atlantic side, and anyway, so I was in Florida. That was fun, and even though we had a really early flight coming back, it was still a good time. So that is how I spent the holiday, and then had a party here.
Mm. Now everything's back to normal. It's cold out.
Yeah,
miserable.
We've been having crazy warm weather, and now it's finally cold again. Although we didn't get slammed with snow like so many of our Chicago friends did.
We don't have any snow on the ground right now.
No.
There's some ice patches, but that's it. So anyone listening that's coming to MarsCon, I'm sure we'll get dumped on before then.
Uh-huh.
And there'll
count
be snow, too.
Yeah. Count on it. It won't snow while you're here. It will snow either on the trip to or trip away from MarsCon.
And so, all paths to cons will be blocked.
Yes, you will have to charter a helicopter to get here. Sorry, folks, but we're worth it. Anyway, I think that's probably enough.
Bum-cha-bum-cha-bum.
We'll start the music up. Once again, PossibleOscar.com is the website. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. And, let us know what you want to hear at MarsCon. Any closing words, gentlemen?
Do we have a P.O. box?
We don't.
Possibly.
We should.
We have a vagina now.
All right. Thanks for listening. Check it out next time. Bye.